This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. So, I cannot believe the biggest headline of the week is Nancy Pelosi and the whole hair thing and salon thing. It's Salongate, I guess, if we're going to call it a Salongate. She was in a salon before the salons were supposed to reopen. She was caught without a mask after she had her hair washed, right? And, you know, with everything going on, okay, you know, if you're a politician and you're going to administer these mandates and you're going to, you know, stop people from working and being able to do their livelihood, you better practice what you preach. Then she said that she was set up, you know, because there were cameras there, although most salons have cameras. Now the owner of the salon is getting death threats, and this is just stupid. This is beyond stupid, okay? We are at the point now where headlines and crimes and criticisms and debates are about a mask 6 months in. We're about to hit the six-month mark with the whole shutdown issue with COVID. And I'm exhausted. I'm done with it. I mean, I'm sure many of you guys are done with it. But I really can't speak because I was able to reopen my business. All these other people that are still closed. I want to take a poll and I want to hear from you guys. Do you think we're kind of at the point now? And I don't want to lead you. I know I'm inflecting my voice, so I should be a little bit more neutral about this. But it's really hard to be neutral because I'm really passionate about people being able to support themselves. But are we at the point where if you have a small business, 10 employees, 25 employees, and you're not going to run a concert, and you're not going to have hundreds of people stacked up in your place of work, should you be allowed to reopen? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you guys do not call the radio station. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done, I get. Okay, many of us in the media, many of us, I bought a root color and I mean, I plucked my own eyebrows and, you know, when you're in the media and you're, you know, it's very stressful. And I mean, I'm not the one making the decisions to close down salons and all that. So if I hear that somebody slipped away or had, you know, things kind of allowed for them to go and get, you know, haircut or color. Okay. That's not the biggest crime of the century. Somebody walking around with a mask for a short period of time, not the biggest crime of the century. Where I'm ticked off is you have somebody like Pelosi or any of, you know, the officials who are obviously doing well financially, and they're just sitting there going, let's think about the lockdown a few more weeks. And there are people starving out there. There are people losing their whole life savings. They've lost their employees. They've lost their whole customer base. After not, you know, servicing customers for 6 months, they lose interest. You know, how many of you have been married and you haven't had sex for 6 months? They lose interest. You need to keep interest, okay? I'm not talking about prostitution. I'm just saying, if you, let's say, have a movie theater, you know, and people are, you know, regularly Friday night, they go to the movies. You don't have a movie theater. After a while, people break that habit. You know, we're going to be talking about later today that people are having major eye strain and we're having a huge epidemic of people just staring at screens all day long at work because now everybody's either working at home or just streaming or whatever. You know, we're starting to, I think, morph into a very, very non-evolutionarily advantageous sort of population. and we're getting heavier, we're eating like crap, we're depressed, we're drinking more, we're not exercising, and I get why some of the gyms were closed, I get why some of the concerts were closed, but my question to you guys is, should we talk to our officials, or not, and say, look, can you let that small business owner that only has 5 employees open back up, because this COVID crisis is not on them? Can you let the bakery or the salon, you know, or this yoga place, or I don't know, this kids center, you know, that doesn't hold more than 25 people? Can we slowly start to open up at least small businesses? Because I got to tell you, we're not stupid. Okay, as an American, I've learned I got to wear a mask when I'm outside. Fine, I'll wear the mask. I also learned that I can't be up in somebody's face when we're at a fast food joint. I got to step away and, you know, stand on a decal. If those decals are still there, and if those masks are still there, why the hell can't some of these, you know, places open up? And so, you know, a salon owner getting death threats, a politician being caught on camera getting her hair done, this is just small this should not be what we're focusing all our attention on. I mean, we are about to hit something deeper than a depression. We have people suicidal. We have major health issues that are beyond COVID. We're starting to learn that COVID really affects those people, which we've kind of always known, you know, that have health conditions. So we could identify those with health conditions and have them take extra precautions. But I think we're done, and I'm done. That's my vote. I'm done with any small business being forced to close, even in a high-risk area. It is going to be their duty to make sure they have mask mandates, or, although I really don't like employees enforcing that, but they have to show that they're COVID ready. They have to show that they're doing social distancing, that they're cleaning. If they don't, and there is an outbreak leaked to their small establishment, well, just like the health department, then the health department comes in. I mean, when we have a salmonella outbreak or an E. coli outbreak, do we have all restaurants in the areas closed down? No. If a restaurant screws up, they get a rating, the health department comes in, they have to, you know, shape up, and then they, you know, they have to prove to everybody that, you know, they're functioning safely. And I just think that we are never going to move forward. COVID is going to be around. And then after COVID dies down, we have flu. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is it time for small businesses, and you guys pick the number, 25 employees, 10 employees, 5 employees, 50 employees, is it time for small businesses throughout the country to at least start opening? I mean, and I know some areas are already open, all right? And then we can talk about the bigger ones later, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the National Hurricane Center today is tracking 5 disturbances in the Atlantic and the Caribbean, including Tropical Storm Nana and Tropical Depression Omar. Now, we don't think Nana and Omar are going to be threats to the Gulf states, but it is too early to tell if the other 3 are going to reach the Gulf of Mexico. So whenever, you know, and this is a very, very active hurricane season. We've talked about that, how it's not an El Nino year, so we don't have that El Nino protection. You know, and people ask, what's happening with the hospitals? What about those who have chronic conditions? What about people who need dialysis? Well, I'm very excited about my next guest. We have Mindy Hale, Chief Nursing Officer for DaVita Kidney Care, who's going to kind of talk to us about what happens to those patients with chronic kidney disease during hurricane season. Miss Hale, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you're really, really busy. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, my gosh. My God. And you have been busy. I mean, this has been a busy. We are not supposed to be in the letter O at this point early September. This has been a very active hurricane season. So you and your team have been working, judiciously, helping our kidney patients. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. Well, for our patients, we're very focused on proactive emergency preparedness during hurricane season. And this year, we're also incorporating into that some extra details or precautions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're helping our patients put together their emergency kits, and including all the right things in those. We're helping them plan and think through best the kind of worst case scenario for potential evacuation, that sort of thing. So really getting prepared and are executing on plan.
I love it. I love it. I know Davina's been kind of working, closely with the CDC. Tell us about what an emergency prep kit should have.
Sure. So for our patients, we direct them to have at least 3 days of food and water in their emergency kits, as well as at least 2 weeks worth of their prescription medications, so they can always be accessing food, water, and their medications, which are so important for them.
Absolutely.
And then we also provide them with paperwork that has their unique dialysis treatment details on it, medications with other conditions they may have in the event that they were to attend dialysis treatment at a facility that's not their usual facility. And as I mentioned, this year, kind of new here, is we are having them also include masks and hand sanitizer and those sort of proactive things because of the pandemic.
Absolutely. And, with what we saw with Superstorm Sandy, because power went out, I've urged people to also have the car adapter charger so people can still charge their cell phones. Being able to use their car battery if power is out. I love that you've included that, too.
Yes, we do instruct our patients to have the phone and that charger available. And we have provided for our patients who perform their dialysis treatments at home, they have documentation that they do need life-sustaining treatments at home, so they can provide those to their power companies in the event that they lost power to help them be prioritized when that power is restored.
And, one thing that Davina has kind of rose awareness, which a lot of us didn't think about, is with any other hurricane season, people will maybe run to the local store and, pick things up, pick up supplies. Because of the COVID pandemic, people haven't. They might have, with this last hurricane, Laura, said, I don't want to go out. I'm afraid to go out. Whatever I have has to work. And now that a lot of us are ordering things online, you have to take that into account, that it's going to take a few days for you to get your emergency supplies.
You're right. So we have started preparing for this hurricane season already a while ago, just for that very reason. Also, we encourage our patients to avoid being in crowded public areas right now during this COVID-19 pandemic we're facing. So we want them to ask their family members and loved ones to help. So for things that they would need to go to the store for, because things are so crowded right now, we're asking them to have their family members go and bring those items to them.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Mindy Hale, Chief Nursing Officer for DaVita Kidney Care. Describe, and I know it's a huge topic, but, describe for my listeners what actually goes into dialysis and what these patients, what these patients have to endure.
Sure. Well, there's really two ways dialysis can be performed. So for our patients who come to our dialysis centers, they come to see us 3 days a week for about 4 hours at a time, where they are placed on a dialysis machine that will clean their blood for them. So it'll remove their blood of extra fluids and toxins and that sort of thing. And so, again, that's 3 days a week that they require those treatments usually. And then for our patients who perform dialysis at home, they're usually performing dialysis at home while they're sleeping, while overnight. And so they actually, or a caregiver, are educated regarding how to set up those treatments and have those treatments at nighttime.
Are you seeing more of an increase of people doing self-dialysis at home?
We are experiencing that, and that is something that we like to see for our patients. There's a lot of clinical and quality of life benefits associated with performing home dialysis. And so for any of our patients who can or want to do that therapy, we are there to help them find their way.
Absolutely. You know, I have a Netflix, and, you know, if I had to do my kidney dialysis for 4 hours at a time, I'd want to be near my Netflix, you know. I hate to say that. I don't like to watch TV, but I got to tell you, it's a long time. You know, it's interesting. We've had a lot of children not get their vaccines. We've had people not go for their physicals, not get their dental care. What have you noticed in terms of numbers of people still going and getting their dialysis done?
Well, fortunately for our patients, we are seeing that they're still coming and receiving their treatment. So while other procedures are not occurring in some cases, dialysis is not an optional treatment. So we have been able to effectively support our patients in each of their unique circumstances across the country, so they are still able to receive their life-sustaining care. I'm really proud of my teammates and the kidney care industry overall for how effectively we've been able to make this happen.
It's you miss one day. I mean, just one dialysis treatment, the risk of hospitalization skyrockets. And maybe that's also, you know, our kidney patients are forced to be compliant. They can't stay home during a COVID pandemic, you know, but thank God you guys do have all those safety measures in play.
Absolutely. So we have measures in place for that. We have measures in place now for hurricane preparedness to ensure our patients still get treatment. So we're constantly assessing and creating plans for things that arise.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that you're on the show because, you know, you've been working, you know, with such a, challenged, health community. What are you noticing are the biggest risk factors for those people needing to require dialysis?
Well, right now, specifically during hurricane season, top of mind for me is thinking through evacuation. So helping our patients to safely stay home when they can and creating kind of plans B and C in the event that they can't. Specifically if they were to need to evacuate to a public safety shelter, ensuring that they have masks and social distance or having materials to clean their hands frequently. So we're spending a lot of time preparing for that circumstance.
Of course. So how can people find more about DaVita Kidney Care?
Sure. I would direct you and your listeners to our website. It's DaVita. So DaVita, DaVita.com, where we have a whole bunch of resources, of course, about kidney care in general, but even more specifically for today's environment of emergency preparedness.
Absolutely. And I love you even bring up jelly and honey and peanut butter. I mean, you've really given us great details on how to make sure we hunker down and bunker down, and we really appreciate it. Mandy Hale, I really, really appreciate you coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump released a memo threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with protest. The memo orders federal agencies to find areas where they could potentially cut funding that, quote, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters,
"This is a dereliction of duty, and if the states will not act in their police power and secure their streets, this president will use every lawful mechanism available to him to try to supplement their failures. And in some cases, that's meant federal officers in Minneapolis and Kenosha, where we've been invited. This is yet another attempt to make sure no more children like legend Taliaferro die on our streets."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo calling the president a bully for making the comments. And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News. Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that, and I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to 881,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department also saying 13 million Americans are on unemployment. Jobless claims hovered around 200,000 per week before the pandemic. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whenever I eat a banana, for some reason there's strings on the banana and they get on your teeth. And so if I look like I don't have a gap in my teeth, it's because I have a piece of banana. Yeah, I need my potassium. It's important. All right, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has come out saying that they are not going to allow new political ads 1 week before the election. It's because they have to, you know, have time to fact check and, you know, Facebook has been dealing with its own heap of problems because You know, they need the money. Ads is where, we're on Facebook for free. I get to post for free. I get to show everybody my cat. I get to talk about National Blood Donation Week. You know, and sometimes I'll pay for ads. You know, if I want to, make sure people get, certain information, I'll pay for ads. But, I mean, ads are biased at their core. You know, so like Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. You know, when you saw the commercials of the Pepsi Challenge, okay, the ad didn't show Coca-Cola won the Pepsi Challenge, right? It showed the Pepsi won the Pepsi Challenge. Ads are biased in and of itself. So Facebook has been criticized for allowing there to be, Joe Biden or, I don't know, whatever people are saying about Trump, and allowing this stuff to be put out there that can sway voters or that could, disinform them. And so they've been doing fact-checking, and I see them doing fact-checking because I'll be going down the feed on my Facebook, and all of a sudden, whatever somebody posts is grayed and fuzzed out, and then Facebook has a comment on there basically insinuating that this is either fake or not or it has been disputed. And so they're already starting to block content. And listen, we use it for free. We don't want somebody inhibiting our freedom of speech. But, freedom of speech is outside, in public where it's free. When you're using a company's platform that they spend money on, there's a lot of debate on if they are allowed to free commerce, if they're allowed to control what happens within their company. I mean, if I owned a company, I'd allow free speech. If you want to be in the lobby and, say whoever you want to vote for, fine by me. I mean, free speech will extend in my lobby. But if we are using somebody else's platform that they're paying for, I'm not surprised that they, might have some say. So I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to debate, whether Facebook needs to be involved with political rules or not. Okay. But the question keeps coming up as to who is undecided at this point in the election. Everybody's like, well, doesn't everybody even like, don't they already like Biden or they already like Trump or they hate Trump or they hate Biden? So they know where they're voting. Actually, I think we do have a group of undecideds, but they're not undecided. Okay. So I'm going to agree with the premise that most people have made up their mind about a candidate. I mean, how could you not? But where, and we've talked about this, there will be debates. There's already been three debates planned. One by Chris Wallace is going to debate through Fox News. I think the other is going to be CNN and then CNBC. I need to double check that. But there will be three debates. There will be a Kamala Harris-Mike Pence debate. And people are like, well, okay, what are the debates for? They're just going to be for entertainment value. Do we need them? We do need them because we do have a group of quote-unquote undecideds, but they're not the undecideds that you think they are. Now, we've talked about this on the show. It's not that people haven't decided if they like Trump or not or if they like Biden or not. It's you have a huge group of people that can't stand either candidate. They're like, I don't like Trump and I don't like Biden. And there's a group of them, and I know because people have told me I'm just not voting in this election. I don't want to vote for Biden and us become socialized, and I don't want to vote for Trump, and I don't want to go down in history saying I voted for Trump. So there's these people, that's not me, there's people saying that they're not going to vote. So what the debates are for, or these political ads, are for those people that might get their mail-in ballot, or they might go outside, and there be a polling booth, and they go, you know what, wife's telling me to vote, fine, and I'm going to pick the one I like less. What's going to happen with these debates? Okay? I mean, I understand Donald Trump's going to talk to his base. Biden's going to talk to his base. So that's what they're going to do. But that's not what they should focus on. They should focus on the people that hate them and that hate both of them. And how do you make yourself less disliked? Well, that's where you're going to start seeing the promises. You're going to start seeing the money. Okay, this lack of payroll tax. Many of you are confused about what's going on with the payroll tax. Very interesting stuff. Donald Trump said that the employers pay, but the employees don't have to pay their 6.5% payroll tax for now. Technically, it's deferred. So your paycheck, when you pay that 6.5%, if your employer decides to do this and you decide to do it, you don't have to pay now. Your paychecks are going to be bigger. You'll owe it in the spring, but your paychecks will be bigger. However, Trump said, if you vote for me and I'm in, I wipe that off. So 6% of however many months this is going to go on for in your pocket. You're going to probably see Biden go, you know what, I'm going to wipe off your student loan debt. Or I'm going to also knock off the payroll tax, which is why, remember we talked about, should you guys go for that payroll tax cut now, or, you know, risk forgetting and then getting penalties later? At first I said, you know what, if it were me, I would just still pay the payroll taxes because I don't want to forget. I wouldn't be surprised if both candidates during the debates are going to be throwing all these incentives at you. That, I mean, it might be free money, so you might want to, you know, I mean, as long as you can kind of keep your ducks in a row, you might want to take advantage of the no payroll tax. You know, same thing with evictions. Under Trump, you can't be evicted until 2021. All right? And then Biden might go, well, under my plan, you won't be evicted ever. Meanwhile, the landlords are like, hey, excuse me, how's that going to work? Okay, so during the debates, it is all going to be about what they could promise, how they can capture your vote, and they need to find what makes you tick. Now, you know, voters tick different reasons. I hate, you know, when people talk about, well, the female voters. You know, the female voters want to be able to breastfeed at work. Okay, actually. National security is a little bit higher on the list for me, you know, and healthcare might be higher on the list, and economy, you know, thank you. It would be nice to breastfeed at work. I had to breastfeed at work. It kind of stunk, but, that's nice, but that's not what I'm about. There's a little bit more to me than movies. You know, I know sometimes it takes a while to convince my husband of that, but to convince a politician, you know, please talk about national security, talk about the economy, talk about healthcare. So when they, you know, they're going to try to appease people. And a lot of times they just miss the mark. They just miss the mark. You know, Joe Biden thought that he was pleasing a lot of, you know, people by picking Kamala Harris. And many people are like, no, that's not who we wanted. You know, we would have rather seen, I don't know, Oprah or Condoleezza Rice or Whitmer or whatever. So as they try to appeal to the ones that they don't like, that's the hardest part. They're playing defense. You know, if they sit there with their political ads or during the debate, you know, saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm for the Second Amendment, or, you know, I'm pro-life, or I'm pro-choice, or whatever, that's not, unless you want to remind the voter of something that hasn't been discussed, okay? If nobody's really talked about, you know, what's happening with Medicare in a while, or, you know, what's happening with, let's say cancer research, or in terms of, you know, Social Security being, you know, lacking solvency and, you know, being defunded. I mean, if you think a lot of your voters are baby boomers and they might be thinking nobody's really talked about Social Security in a while, then you bring that up. So, like I said, it's not that people are undecided. They're like, well, do I pick Trump or Biden? It's they hate both, and they have to be swayed on who to get their vote. And that's where they need to concentrate on their ads and their debates. 1-877-DOC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So really quickly here, I mean, Hurricane Laura kind of left a lot of destruction in its path. It moved luckily pretty quickly and didn't hover like Katrina did back in 2005. But now we're getting prepared for a tropical storm Nana, tropical depression Omar, and three more storms. These other three, we don't know if they're going to hit the U.S. or not. So the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nana was moving inland over Guatemala on Thursday morning. Guatemala, luckily, is south enough that I don't think it's going to turn up and hit us, but we don't want it to hit Guatemala either. And it looks like it's going to pass over Central America into Mexico, head to the Pacific, and then possibly ease up. As of 7 a.m., the storm was about 150 miles northeast of Guatemala City, Guatemala. It's moving southwest at 50 miles per hour on the forecast track. Nana will, Nana will continue to move inland over Guatemala and extreme southeastern Mexico on Thursday. A lot of us call our grandmas Nana. You know, Nana's coming. They're like, oh no. Yeah, so you gotta be really, really careful. When you talk about Nana at home, like, oh man, this Nana is going to be, and you know, kids are going to be like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with Nana? Like, no, it's okay. She's got winds of 60 miles per hour, but rapidly weakening. Now, Tropical Depression Omar is in the Atlantic, but I think Omar is going the other way. Okay, Tropical Storm Omar continues to head into the Atlantic, is expected to be a fish storm. As it poses no threat to land, but it poses threats to the fish. There's a lot of people out there going, oh my gosh, poor fish. But I worry about fish. I do. I like fish. As of 4 a.m., it was about, I mean, I don't like to eat them. See, that's why I like the fish. I love watching fish. I love, you know, seeing fish. We don't really have a fish tank anymore. I like seeing fish swim, but I just really don't need a lot of fish. As of 4 a.m., it was about 310 miles northeast of Bermuda and was moving northeast at 14 miles per hour. Headwinds at 35 miles per hour. So it's gradually weakening to the tropical depression. It's going to be low. Should dissipate on Saturday. Goodbye, Omar. Now, we do have gradual development, possibly for the next week, with a 40% chance of this next storm developing to a tropical depression for the next 5 days. They're just calling it the system. The system. It says it's a broad area of low pressure, several hundred miles southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's producing a small area of disorganized showers. Development is possible next week as a larger tropical wave off the coast of Africa passes to the north of the system on Sunday. The system has a 70% chance of developing into a tropical depression within 5 days. As of Thursday morning, the tropical wave was off the coast of Africa, merging with another disturbance a couple hundred miles south of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's resulting in an extensive area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Development of this system is like, I know, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds political, doesn't it? Development of this system is likely to be slow during the next couple days when it moves northwest at 50 miles per hour. Yes, I'm reporting weather. Do you like it? Yeah, I know. I could be a meteorologist. Now, you need a lot of training to do that. Tropical depression is more likely to form early next week over the central tropical Atlantic. Then we got another tropical wave off the west coast of Africa over the weekend. Usually that's where they come off. They come off of Africa, and then they slowly move, you know, west. And then we don't know how, you know, high up they're going to go or low or wherever. And so, you know, if they kind of make a beeline going northwest, you know, Florida a lot of times takes a hit. So we'll see what happens. The next system to strengthen into a tropical storm is going to get the name of Paulette. Now, you know, Paulette sounds very dainty, sounds very, you know, French, and, you know, that doesn't sound very, you know, scary, you know, so I don't really know if it's going to turn into anything. People asked, what is the peak hurricane season? Peak hurricane season is supposed to be September 10th. Some people are like, September 10th? Why does that number sound so significant? That date's up, because that's when football's starting. Yep, September 10th, first game. Yep, Chiefs are playing on Thursday. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Next Tuesday. So 7 days ago, football. So peak hurricane season is September 10th. And so us already into being the P names is concerning. The Atlantic hurricane season is supposed to end November 30th. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Can't come fast enough. We still have close to 3 full months. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Governor Cuomo has threatened President Trump. He does not like the president's call for the government to review potential funding cuts for New York and other cities that have allowed, quote, lawless protests. So Cuomo told reporters Wednesday evening that the president was now persona non grata in his home state and would need an army to protect himself if he were to walk down the street in New York City. Whoa. He said, forget bodyguards, you better have an army. If he thinks he's going to walk down the street in New York, New Yorkers don't want to have anything to do with him, Cuomo told reporters. He said, it's more of the same from him. It's political, it's gratuitous, and it's illegal. but it's another attempt to kill New York City, is what the governor said. The president responded Thursday morning in a tweet blaming Cuomo for the number of deaths in New York from the novel coronavirus. Said 11,000 people alone died in nursing homes because of his incompetence, the president wrote. Man, with the president tweets. Again, I still can't tell you if it's actually him tweeting or not. So, obviously it has, you know, some of his personality. So the dispute follows the president's signing of a 5-page memo on Wednesday that directed federal agencies to submit potential funding cuts for programs in 4 cities, Seattle, Portland, New York City, and Washington, D.C. The president officials had allowed those cities to deteriorate into lawless zones with months of protests over the treatment of black Americans at the hands of police. That's according to The Hill. He says, my administration will not allow federal tax dollars to fund cities that allow themselves to deteriorate into lawless zones. He said, to ensure the federal funds are neither unduly wasted or spent in a manner that directly violates a government's process to protect lives, promise to protect lives, liberty, and property, it is imperative that the federal government review the use of federal funds for jurisdictions that permit anarchy, violence, and destruction in American cities. In a tweet, Cuomo referred to the order as an illegal stunt designed to target Trump's political enemies. So, Governor wrote, President Trump has actively sought to punish New York City since day one. He let COVID ambush New York. He refused to provide funds that states, cities must receive to recover. So, you know, I think I am just as surprised as many of you as to what has, transformed over the last, few months. And seeing cities that you love start to fall apart. And I understand that sometimes the news will just kind of highlight just one, street segment, where everything else seems to be pretty calm. But, I'm sorry, when I see fire, when I see people throwing Molotov cocktails, when I see people attacking, others and attacking police and attacking each other, and bringing guns up to cars, as far as I'm concerned, I think this is probably one of the more violent years that we've seen. And if states are receiving money from the federal government, but they're not using that money to protect the citizens, I think Trump has a point. On the flip side, if Trump is, talking about, well, we're going to, withhold money for Medicaid or, Medicare, let's say, or whatever, then that's a whole other issue. But, we are going to debate more and more. And I don't even see why it has to be a debate. I mean, you would think, the company, the city officials have their job and they're supposed to, stop lawlessness, stop looting, stop, free speech is free speech and we should be allowed to protest. But once anybody breaks the law, it stops there. It should be very, very simple. And when you hear mayors or political officials say, no, we will let them air their concerns, you cannot allow private property to be destructed. And you're going to start seeing the lawsuits. Already people are suing Seattle. I think people are suing Portland. People are starting to sue because they're like, you guys let, I'm paying property taxes. I'm paying my business tax. I'm paying sales tax. I'm paying all the taxes I'm supposed to. And you stood there and allowed somebody to go after my business without any repercussions, and there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
spend your life with Rich Standovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.